The highly publicized trial of the man accused of killing Somerset County Corporal Eugene Cole began this morning in Cumberland County Superior Court. John Williams led local and national law enforcement on a nearly four-day manhunt last April after Cole was found dead outside a home in Norridgewock where he'd been shot to death. As Patty White reports, the question for jurors is not whether Williams killed Cole, but if he did so with intent.
For Williams to be convicted of murder, jurors must decide beyond a reasonable doubt that he knowingly and intentionally killed Corporal Cole. In opening statements, Assistant Attorney General Leanne Zania laid the groundwork for that case as she described what transpired when Cole and Williams encountered each other in the early morning hours of April 25th last year. Williams was wanted on drug charges. Cole had been looking for him. While on patrol that night, Cole happened to spot Williams getting dropped off at a house in Norridgewock, so he pulled his sheriff's truck over and got out to arrest him.
As Corporal Cole reached for the defendant to arrest him, the defendant jerked away and caught Deputy Cole off guard. Corporal Cole lost his footing, and he slipped to the ground.
It was then that Williams brandished a handgun, Zania says, and shot Cole in the neck at such close range that lead from the bullet was later found on the collar of the corporal's shirt. Williams then fled in Cole's marked truck and robbed a Cumberland Farms before heading into some woods on foot, armed with two guns. Those details, such as shooting someone at close range in an area of the body likely to cause death, argues Zania, show clear intent.
The killing of Corporal Cole was the result of an accident, and you wouldn't arm yourself with a high-powered weapon, such as a submachine gun and a 9mm handgun, with enough ammunition to load both and flee into the woods.
Williams evaded capture for nearly 4 days by hiding in a small cabin as more than 200 local and national members of law enforcement searched for him. When he was found, he was gaunt, bearded, barefoot, and barely clothed. His appearance in court Monday was a stark contrast to the day of his arrest. He was clean-shaven and wearing a dark blazer and glasses. In his opening statements, defense attorney Vern Parody noted the difference in his client.
Who you will see and hear is a completely different person than existed on April 25th.
Parody told jurors that he doesn't dispute most of the facts of the case, but he said Williams was using cocaine, heroin, and other drugs virtually nonstop when he killed Cole. And his level of intoxication, Parody says, interfered with his ability to form intent.
Mr. Williams could make decisions. It's not our defense that he wasn't functioning. It's our defense that Mr. Williams did not intend to cause the death of Corporal Cole.
His intention, Parody argues, was to avoid going to jail on drug charges. Parody is seeking a lesser charge of manslaughter in the case. Assistant Attorney General Zania, meanwhile, reminded jurors several times to apply, quote, common sense and reason when evaluating the intent of Williams' actions last April. His trial could last up to 2 weeks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.